From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Thai official overseeing the rescue operation of a soccer team trapped in a flooded cave says the boys and their coach may not all be extracted at the same time, depending on their health. Cave diver Klaus Rasmussen says swimming out from underwater in the cave would be highly demanding for the boys.
It is clearly that difficult. Yes, it is. We're talking kilometers of transport under the water, zero visibility. It's a cave and doesn't matter. It's very difficult.
Authorities are still determining the best way to get those out. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the U.S. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Merkel has told German lawmakers that it's worth every effort to try to defuse the trade conflict with Washington so that it doesn't turn into a real war, she says, while stressing the point that, of course, there are two sides to it. She added that the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. As well as imposing tariffs on EU steel and aluminium, the Trump administration is mulling over whether to include cars, trucks and auto parts, something that would be painful for Germany with its major auto industry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak left a Kuala Lumpur courthouse after a high court judge approved his bail and told Najib to surrender his two diplomatic passports. Najib pleaded not guilty to four charges in a corruption case involving the 1MDB state investment fund. The trial is set to begin on February 8th, pending a confirmation hearing. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take stories with you. This is VOA News. A man and a woman are in critical condition.